Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, what a lovely way to mark 18 months with you. Yesterday was my 18-month anniversary, and I know it's a bit of a stretch to celebrate months instead of years, but it is a remarkable gift to me that we have lived 18 months of life together. We've shared a lot of life in 18 months, a lot of wonderful, joyous, happy times, and also a lot of pain and sorrow and heartbreak. We've had 18 months of the gift of worshiping together, of gathering at the font and the table, 18 months of loving God and serving our neighbors together. You are a gift to me, and it is my honor and my privilege to be your pastor. So I'd say maybe you've gotten to know me pretty well in these past 18 months. I think you all know that I don't like to be hot, but I prefer cold weather. I think a lot of you know that. Kim said this morning, we know that you love to talk to people. Absolutely, I do. I think you know that I love to wear black. And you may not know that I loved to wear black even before I was a pastor, and it was part of my uniform. I think you know that I am a homebody, and I am happiest when I'm in comfy clothes with my hair pulled back, snuggled up with George and a good book on my couch. I think you've also learned that Sunday is my favorite day of the week, because it's the day that I get to see all of you and talk to all of you, and we get to worship together. But I was thinking this week, there's something you might not know about me, and that is, and you're going to see my nerdy side here, I love, 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 love Trinitarian theology, which is the study of the Trinity. It was one of my concentration studies for my first seminary degree, and anytime I think about it or read about it, or get to talk about it, or get to write about it, I get really, really excited. My master's thesis was even on a Trinitarian theology. And today I get to preach about the Trinity. Is this a good day or what? I mean, yes, we've got the Conrad family reunion, and we're gonna get to have a good meal, and the gift card raffle, we're gonna figure out who won that, but I get to preach about the Trinity. This is a really, really good day. So for the last couple of weeks, right, if you remember, Ascension Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, and today, Holy Trinity, these are three of the six highest and holiest days in the church calendar, coupled with Christmas and Epiphany and Easter. But these three Sundays, these three days, sort of get forgotten about, and they're kind of big words, Ascension and Trinity, Trinitarian, so we just kind of don't know what to make of them. But last week for Pentecost, we heard about how in Genesis at Babel, the people weren't fulfilling God's command to fill the earth. And so God created different languages and different cultures as God sent people all throughout the world. God created diversity, and it's beautiful. But in our sin and brokenness, we don't always see diversity as a gift. We often desire the sameness. We want everybody to look like us or to talk like us, to eat like us. And also in our sin and brokenness, we think that in our differences, that our differences are better than the differences of other people, and that we often think we are better than others. But then comes along Jesus, who reveals to us the big, extravagant love of God, which does not consider anything that we can come up with as a good reason for God loving someone more than somebody else. And on Pentecost, God sends the Holy Spirit, who was poured out on all flesh. And in pouring out the Holy Spirit on all flesh, diversity wasn't undone, and God didn't create sameness in the coming of the Spirit, but instead gave all of the disciples the ability to speak in different languages so that all of those gathered in Jerusalem could hear the good news of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection in their own languages. And then we talked about last Sunday how another gift that the Spirit gives is not in bringing sameness, but is in bringing unity in diversity. So God created diversity, and God called it good, and God calls us to unity in diversity. Not back to sameness, but to unity in diversity. This unity is only possible because of God's love for us. Not one bit of any difference makes anybody better than the other. But with God's love and the power of the Holy Spirit, we are free from the brokenness within us so that we can love others as God loves us, and so that we can work toward unity in diversity. In God's love, there is no distinction of why someone should be loved any more than anyone else. Anything that we can think of as to why someone should be loved more than anyone else is something that a human mind has created, and it does not exist in God's love. God doesn't love us more because our skin is lighter than other people's skin. God doesn't love us because our eye colors are different than other people's eye colors. God doesn't love us more because we speak English and other people don't. God doesn't love us more because we're from Lexington and others are from other places. That's not how God's love works. God's love is for all people, no matter what, no distinctions. And in the Spirit's coming on Pentecost, the Spirit is able to bring unity in diversity. And so that's where sort of part two of last week's sermon comes in, is this unity piece. Because it's really hard to unify with others. Even though we have God's love and God's grace, it's really hard. We can't do it without God's love and without the Holy Spirit. And on this Holy Trinity Sunday, we can be reminded that the Trinity is the most beautiful and perfect model for us of what unity in diversity can look like. So we believe that God is one in three and three in one. One God with three distinct persons. God the Father is distinct from Jesus the Son and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is one distinct from Jesus and God the Father. And Jesus is one person, distinct from the Father and the Holy Spirit. They are all distinct from one another, and yet they are one. Over the centuries, people have tried to come up with different ways to think about the Trinity. One of my favorites is when St. Patrick was trying to show the Europeans what the Trinity could look like, and he showed them a three-leaf clover. One stem, but three cloves. Three with one. Now, no picture, or really are any words going to be adequate to help us describe the Trinity, but one of my favorite ways to think about the Trinity is love. Because we believe that God is love, and remember, God's name is a verb, And so this love is an ever-acting verb. God is love. And so God the Father, God our Creator, is the one who loves. And Jesus, our Redeemer, is the one who is loved. And the Spirit, our Sustainer, is the love that the two of them share with one another. So all three are offering a different aspect of love. Like I've said, there's no picture and no language really adequate to help us understand the Trinity. But several centuries ago, some church fathers and mothers came up with a way of thinking about it, and that is dancing. So there are fancy Greek words to describe this, but at the heart of it, the Trinity is engaged in a really dynamic dance. It's a divine dance that's incredibly graceful and deeply intimate. And what's happening in this dance that has started at eternity and will continue on to eternity is that these three persons are one. And as they are engaged in this dynamic, intimate dance, each person is pouring out love into the other two, while the other two are simultaneously pouring love back into that person. So it's this dance, this intimacy of constantly pouring out love and having love poured back in, and love poured out, and love poured back in. And this is what the relationship of the Trinity has looked like for all of time. And it's what the relationship of the Trinity will look like forever. A constant pouring out of love and receiving of love that's being poured out from the other two people. God's very essence is love, this unconditional love in relationship that's ever being given and ever being poured out. It's community, it's love. It's a shared love that is so expansive that words cannot contain it. And it's a love that can't be contained in and of itself, because each person of the Trinity has spent its entire eternal life pouring out this love. And this kind of love is the love that we are called to. And so, like I said, the Trinity is not easy to understand always, because the language is very mysterious, and it's big and expansive, and we can't pin it down, and we can't put it into black and white. But the very essence of God is love, and this pouring out, and this receiving of love. And that, brothers and sisters, is the image of God that we bear. So yes, we bear the image of God the Father, and we bear the image of God the Son, and we bear the image of God the Holy Spirit, but we also bear the image of the Trinity, and we bear the image of the relationship that the Trinity has with itself, and we bear the image of that love, of that constant dynamic giving, of pouring out of love and receiving of love. That's the image of God that we also bear too. So that as we are in relationship with one another and with the world, we mirror that image of receiving love and giving love, of being poured into and of pouring back out. And this, I believe, is God's desire and intent for humanity. That in bearing the image of the Trinity in the ways that the Trinity is in relationship with itself, that we would mirror in our lives and in our relationships the love of the Trinity. That we would mirror the ways that, yes, they are distinct, but that we would mirror the ways that the Trinity is one and always has been one and always will be one. I believe it's God's intent for humanity that we would join this dance of love that has always been going on in the Trinity, of love that cannot be contained, of a love so dynamic and deep and intimate that it has to be shared and poured out with one another. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. May it be so. Amen.